So welcome to the show. This is a general audience kind of participation show. So if it's a bad show, whose fault is it? Well, that's nice of you to accept that. Usually I get blamed for it. Yeah, have you met Sarah, everyone? Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen, on my left. She is the voice of What Do You Know? And Blackhawk, sorry about that. Next year. Keep the shirt. Don't throw it away. Right? I'll be back. And Bears, I can't help you. Is that a Bears shirt? No, okay. Never mind. And then, of course, we have any of you interested in the What Do You Know quiz actually playing it? Yeah, okay. Sorry, I can't help you there. We changed format. We're not doing the quiz thing anymore. That's passé. No, yeah. So. You're a librarian? Well, you should be restricted from playing these sorts of things because you know everything. Librarians do. Well, in China, a 3,000-year-old pair of pants has been found, but the belt is still missing, so it can't wear them. Well, what do you know?
Not much, you.
Live from Moorhead, Kentucky to Fargo, North Dakota, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, a matrimonial hotline, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's the Tetris of public radio, it's Michael Feldman.
Tetris. Yeah, 3,000-year-old pants. I'm really stuck on that old notion. You know, if they're 10 years old, you can't wear them anymore because you can't get into them. Or they have cuffs or something, or they're pleated, you know. But 3,000 years old, a lot of problems with those. In all the non-trouser news that isn't, former Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino sues the NFL for concussions but says the contusions are on him. Clippers owner Donald Sterling will rake in a 16,000% return on the sale of the Clippers. I should be so senile. Of course, the wife gets 8,000%, so it makes a difference. Sterling said he doesn't want his tombstone to say, "Here lies a mental incompetent and a racist." Not at $20 a letter, you know, tombstone. Cost a fortune. In the Bo Bergdahl case, biggest unanswered question still, his dad's beard. What is with his dad's beard? Okay. The economy has recovered all jobs lost in the 2008 crash except yours. Sorry, says the economy. The Koch brothers give $25 million to the United Negro College Fund to go to the first African American willing to be a Negro scholar. New study finds that babies exposed to dirt are hard to keep clean. Cynicism may hurt your brain health. Doubtful. Thank you. Oklahoma repeals the federal education standards and will instead recruit Chinese students to raise scores. Uber has been valued at $22 billion. Now try and get a ride from one of these guys. Why should he even stop? $22 billion. Smokers do not experience hearing loss. They're just tired of hearing about it. Botanists say that plants have sex by promising one another a rose garden. These are all actual findings. I don't know. The fact there were no free donuts on Dunkin' Donuts National Donut Day causes a police riot in Boston. King Juan Carlos of Spain abdicates because he just didn't feel it anymore. You know, at first he thought it was just having a bad day. We all feel like abdicating some days. But then your oldest moves back home and you think maybe they're not ready for the throne yet. Just kidding, Ellie. They're all abdicating these days, actually. He wasn't the first, except for Queen Elizabeth because of Charles, you know. You don't want that getting in the throne. In other news, Willy Wonka sworn in as president of Ukraine. The chocolate guy. Russians will now invade to find the golden ticket. That really is. They find that neurotic robots act more human but tend to lock Kira D'Elia out of the spacecraft when having a bad day. This weekend we're down to the wire between California Chrome and the Beast Asteroid. They're supposed to arrive at the same time, so I'm taking Chrome because it's got the nasal strip. Should get there first. The CIA joins Twitter, follows everybody. covering all bases, Lego launches a female minifigure scientist line and a male homemaker and caregiver line. So they're really hedging all their bets in this controversy, this Lego controversy. Apple runs out of large cats, turns to national parks with its Yosemite operating system. Hopefully the next one will not be the Grand Tetons. Hopefully, I say. I hope it will, actually, as I think about it more. Wisconsin's tavern to grocery ratio is number one in the nation, and the tavern to church ratio is even higher. And finally, Norwegian bachelor farmers are darn close to smiling as Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriages is overturned. And that's all the news. That is it.